The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host, Ayazato Los. And of course, we are commencing the Christina Lu Show. But what I want to do is go back to Otto as he was finishing, saying, and Christina's part of it too, I don't mean that, but the importance of three in-laws. You have three in-laws. And everybody has to be part of the family. You're not part of the family because I love you more because you are my own son or daughter and the other one will be okay. If there's any friction, it doesn't work. Everybody has to be accepted equally. Go ahead, Otto.
You know, that goes back to what we've talked about, John, a lot of times with people who come on the show, like your son-in-law, who are really engaged in what they do. And it's like being really engaged in the family involvement that you're with. You know, if it's an annoyance to you and you don't want to go to family functions and blah, blah, and you don't like this one or that one, it really takes away a lot of good things that families can have. So I think it's a respect and a tolerance on both sides to accept people as they are and to welcome them into your family. And, you know, maybe it's not perfect, but so what? It's good. You know, it's not, nobody's children does everything they want them to do. It's just like that. I didn't do everything my father and mother wanted me to do. In my case, they had no idea what I did because I grew up in a world where I went out and I was gone and they really didn't know what I did. I came back later. We didn't have a big chit chat about it. You know, so it's a different world, but again, the point being, we're very fortunate. We have in-laws that we like, and that's important. You have to like them before you love them, you know.
It's the truth.
Yeah. Very love perfect. Comes later. The like has to be there.
Well, not for nothing. I mean, you guys make it very easy for people to come into the family. If every family had a John and Otto as a father-in-law, I think it'd be a much better place. But not to give you guys big heads or anything, but I have to speak the truth. So everyone is blessed. And listen, I mean, Matt, we've had him on the show before. And just his message is so wonderful. And you know, during the break, and I was thinking about this too, it's, you know, you always see Tiger Shulman kind of advertised. It's, you know, oh, the kids, you know, because it's very marketable to a kid. But I think what was so important was to really shine light onto how it's really beneficial, the whole martial arts world for all ages, you know, and it really has that deep mental component. And we got a golden nugget today, which I'm very excited, which I will definitely put in my golden nugget box of drinking ice cold water first thing in the morning. So that is something I'm going to start doing this weekend. I'm going to preach it to my family too. And spread the word, because that as soon as he said it, I said, oh, there's a golden nugget. That's, you know, one for the book. So
I've always heard it's the warm water you're supposed
yes,
to.
Yes, right.
But when he explains it,
yeah,
since get the system, you know, the warm water is just going to keep you status quo.
Absolutely.
Cold water is going to get everything working and then have your coffee.
And then if you want to get exciting, you put a little lemon in that cold water. Oh, you know, we got a party.
You probably find out if you have any problems with your teeth also if you put the cold water in there right off the bat.
There you go, see?
You know what?
It's really good.
Talking about teeth, it's terrible. And I have no idea if it was because of my treatments and everything else. I'm having the hardest time with chocolate chip mint ice cream when you try to break the chips.
You're going to have to put it through rough, a strainer.
That's right. We'll have to turn it into a milkshake, John.
I didn't even think of that. I didn't think of the milkshake. There's always a way to get ice cream down.
There is always a way to get ice cream down. But it was really great. And I think it's just, you know, on the show, obviously, we talk a lot about mental health, you know, and that kind of balance. And I think that's important, you know, because obviously everyone a lot of times will think about the physical health, but you really, those two things go hand in hand. And especially during this time, I think it's so important to shed light on that. And it was just wonderful. You know, and his stories was great.
One thought about the martial arts thing. When I went into this segment here, I'm thinking martial arts. What is an older person going to do with martial arts?
Right. We were having that conversation.
But then the more I looked into it, mm-hmm. the more I realized that there's different levels of martial arts.
Exactly.
There are forms of martial arts that could be handled by a senior, you know, without me trying to flip John over on the floor with jujitsu, you know, or do kickboxing. John and I do some kickboxing.
John has Tai Chi pants. Watch out. He still has his Tai Chi pants.
He got moved the other day for the 15th time.
I mean, there are more forms of martial arts. That's the point, you know.
Right.
Like I saw one that he talked about in his notes. We didn't get to it. Kane Fu, where you actually use a cane as a form of self-defense as well as part of your exercise program. Interesting.
I think it's such a broad topic. And we could have talked to Matt clearly for even longer because there's so many components. And I think that was always really great to have on the show. We're able to kind of show all the elements. And what always sticks into my head too is this self-defense kind of component. Because many years ago, we had like a Project Independence program that was discussing self-defense, as it pertained to martial arts. And one of our co-hosts, I remember Iris Bunshaft, actually took the class. And she was saying that they taught you how to stand, you know, and this was all tying into what you guys were discussing. And it was about planting your feet firmly on the ground, because just by doing that, it showed you, you know, a more powerful kind of stance. Because she was saying, you know, here she travels into the city, you know, she's taking the train. And she was saying they taught you just by doing that, how it completely changed your outlook and how you felt too. You also felt internally more secure and whatnot. So it was clearly, you know, what it tied into what Matt was saying about, you know, how presenting yourself. And it's all these things that you don't even necessarily think until he's talking about it, and then you're like, oh my god, you know, like the light bulb goes off. But I think it was certainly important for everyone, and that's what I think is great. You know, this topic is good for literally everyone of all ages.
It's the truth. And because the way Matt does it, he does take it that extra, he takes it into your head. Mm-hmm. So it's not like the 15-year-old, and I don't mean I'm not knocking 15-year-olds, they want to do the karate just because they want to break the wood.
Right.
This is a whole mind thing. This is a life journey. Mm-hmm. And that's the way he takes it. And it's interesting because I've been to the class and I've seen him do classes. And I see what these kids respect him. And they run over to him, and he also corrects them, not sternly, but he does. You know, mm-hmm. I was like, that's not what you do. That wasn't a nice thing to say to her or to him. How would you feel if that was said to you? You know, you stop a class in the middle of it and say, look what you just did. I know you didn't mean to say, move over, you're stupid or something, but words hurt too.
No, and it's all because you're so right, because I've seen that, you know, I've had, you know, growing up, a lot of my friends and stuff were involved in it. And what was nice about these programs too is that it kind of shapes the youth, you know, because he's like, we're not here teaching people how to be bullies.
Right.
You know, it's really kind of creating a mindset about how to carry yourself. And that's because it has that mental component, you know, so it's not just getting all crazy physical and beating people up, you know, there's so much more behind it. And I think that that's what makes it a very well-rounded kind of program, frankly.
Well, you brought up the point, bullying, John, you did in the earlier, which I guess we shouldn't be talking about the earlier segment, but
it's okay. Anyhow, we're allowed to do that in this segment.
Bullying, is not just in school ages. It also happens in senior levels. It could be a son bullying a mother. It could be a lot of people bullying a lot of people, just with words, and frankly, sometimes maybe even physically. The need to be bullied isn't there. You don't have to be bullied. You have to, like you said, plant your feet or your mind firmly so that you're not going to take that. And do what you have to do. You know, nobody has the right to bully anybody. It's right. only a way that that person feels more powerful because they're taking advantage of somebody they think is weaker. And,
it is something that you really have to work, you know, because I was thinking about it, you know, when you guys were talking about it, because it really is something that obviously when you're a younger kid, it's more, you know, heavily in your face, you know, but I feel like as you get older and go through life cycle, it's more of these subtle kind of bullying things, but it still exists, frankly, you know, and it's, yeah, we could sit here and say it's so easy, but, you know, I was just thinking back and looking at certain people or experiences, you know, and it's really something you have to work on, you know, because a lot of people, that has always kind of been their pattern throughout their whole life cycle, you know, so to break that, I think, is really the difficult thing, you know, and that's what Matt was saying, you know, it takes work, you know, these things.
We've said that a lot of times. Yeah. Nobody is born with this super duper, some people maybe, but not many, are born with this super duper need to exercise, super duper positive attitude. You know, you have to work at all of that. It doesn't happen just because you want it to happen. You have to work at it.
It'd be so much easier if it really did.
Where's that pill? You know, I just go around saying, where's the pill? But we all know people also that the doctor turns around and says, walk around the block 3 times a day. Or you can take a pill. Mm-hmm. There's those that say, I'll take the pill.
Yeah.
You know, and then the next day you have to do something else, take another pill. So now they're 10 pills in when they could have walked around the block, went up a flight of stairs and had a cold glass of water and a hard boiled egg every day.
John cracked the code.
Now, how does that work?
No, but it's really true. It's especially we're in a society now where everything is quick and everything's a quick fix. You know, I mean, we all see that, you know, every 2 seconds there's something new coming out. I mean, we're always in this whirlwind. And listen, I think it's like everyone kind of falls victim to being like, oh, so what the quick fix, just give me the pill, get rid of it, you know, and call it a day. You know, it's way in the beginning, you know, it's obviously more difficult to get yourself in this preventative kind of mindset because, you know, everyone's got things going on. I get it. It's not, you know, not everyone just sitting around twiddling their thumbs, you know, so it's really kind of something you have to build up and work. But I think once you get in the groove, there you go.
Christina, it's twiddling their thumbs or crossing their arms. Oh, Dan just left. No, but it's the truth. I agree with you 100%. And it's motivation. And at the end of the day, and I say this so often to so many people I meet, you know, Otto is the man. There's no question about it because you do stuff. You have to keep active, you have to keep going, and we have to take a break. So you're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.